This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, in New Delhi today. During the talks, both sides committed to deepening engagement in trade, investment, technology and innovation, clean and green energy, connectivity and people-to-people ties. India and EU set an ambitious agenda for 2025 and beyond. After the talks, in a joint statement, the Prime Minister said, "The two-decade-old strategic partnership between India and the EU is natural and organic." The Prime Minister mentioned that several decisions had been made to elevate and accelerate the partnership between India and the EU.
Trade, technology, investment, innovation, green growth, security, scaling aur mobility par sahyog ka ek blueprint taiyar kiya gaya hai. Humne apni teams ko ek parasparik labhkari bilateral free trade agreement ko FTA ko is varsh ke ant tak sampann karne ka nirdesh diya hai.
The Prime Minister added that to enhance connectivity, concrete steps will be taken to move forward with the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. Mr. Modi emphasized that cooperation on cybersecurity, maritime security and counter-terrorism will be advanced. The Prime Minister welcomed EU's decision to join the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative. In her remarks, President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said, "Under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, the relationship has been thriving. India and Europe are bound by shared convictions and values." Secretary West MEA Tanmay Lal today said, "Prime Minister Modi and President von der Leyen have directed their teams that India-EU free trade agreement should be concluded within the year." He was briefing the media in New Delhi after the delegation-level talks between the two leaders. He said negotiations had been ongoing on this aspect. Mr. Lal said there has been progress in the implementation of the MOU on semiconductors, from boosting supply chains to facilitating talent exchange and skilling. There is also deepening collaboration between the India AI Mission and the European AI Office. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has directed to take strict action against the entire network that helps Bangladeshi and Rohingya intruders to enter in the country and facilitate their stay. He said the issue of illegal intruders is linked to national security and it should be dealt with strict approach. He asked for the identification and deportation of intruders. Mr. Shah today chaired a high-level meeting with Chief Minister of Delhi Rekha Gupta, Delhi Home Minister Ashish Sood, Commissioner of Police and senior officials in New Delhi. It was directed in the meeting that Delhi government should appoint special prosecutors for quick disposal of 2020 Delhi riots cases. Mr. Shah also asked the Delhi police to identify the places which faces traffic jam situation and find a solution of this to provide relief to public. In Uttarakhand, 32 of the trapped workers have been rescued from a massive avalanche that occurred this morning near Mana village in Chamoli district. BRO Commander Ankur Mahajan told Akashvani, "Teams of ITBP, Army, BRO, NDRF and SDRF are engaged in search operation to rescue remaining workers. However, bad weather is hindering the efforts." Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh spoke to Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami and assured all possible support. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today participated in Jahan-e-Khusro 2025 at Sundar Nursery in New Delhi. He appreciated the Jahan-e-Khusro, saying that events like this are important for the country's culture and art, and this program has made a place in the hearts of people with its biggest success. India has retained the fastest-growing major economy tag as its GDP grew by 6.2% in the third quarter of the current fiscal, up from the revised rate of 5.6% in the previous quarter. In Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Mumbai Indians by 9 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru tonight. Chasing 124 for victory, Delhi Capitals reached the target with 9 wickets in hand and 33 balls to spare. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar will be on a visit to Mumbai in Maharashtra tomorrow. During the visit, the Vice President will attend the annual day function of KPB Hinduja College of Commerce in Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.